and the honor. Blessed be your name. For this moment, be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. I welcome everyone to this morning service. We have had a most explosive time in God's presence, and we know our lives can never remain the same. In Jesus' name. Living in health, in divine health and healing, is our subject this morning, and this is the part 4 of the message that started since last Sunday. Our objective is to understand what it takes to live in divine health. We know it's the will of God, it's the plan of God, it's the purpose of God for His children to live in health. And we need to know how to live in order to live in health. From last Sunday, we saw that the first way to live is to live in uprightness, so that with a clear conscience, we can access what is ours in God. Then the second way is to live in His presence. The presence of God is the container of the life of God. Then to live in love, free from unforgiveness and bitterness, so that the root of bitterness does not trouble us. And then to live in joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We went further this morning to see living in the Word. Living in the Word. I'm going to continue from here and say the second portion of the things I didn't say in the first service. Psalm 107 and in verse 20, he said, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. It is very, very clear that the release of the word is the release of healing. Receiving the word is receiving healing. The release of the word is the release of healing. Receiving the word is receiving healing. Having the word is having health. Having the word is having health. Say it another way, the deposit of the word is a deposit of health. In the first service, we saw the example of Moses. In this service, we'll see the example of Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was a depot of word. He was a depot of word, writing almost half of the New Testament. From Acts of the Apostles, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, all the way through Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and so forth, all the way to Hebrews. No wonder. With that depot of the word, he carried the deposit of health until he died in old age in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9. Philemon rather, 1:9, the Bible calls him Paul the aged, Paul the aged, Paul the aged. The question is, how does the word affect health? In the first service, we saw that the word transmits health and healing to the recipients. That it transmits health, healing and wholeness to the recipients. We also saw that the word transmits the life of God. It transmits health, and healing to the recipients, it transmits the life of God. We'll add two more to it in this service. Third, the word transmits strength to its recipients. Strength. Those who feed on word feed on strength. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 14, John the Beloved speaking said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. To feed on word is to feed on strength. You cannot be worded and be a weakling. You know, there are people who are not sick, but they are not well. You cannot place your hand on the sickness, yet they are not well. They are weaklings, very weak. Everything puts them under pressure. But you cannot be worded and be a weakling. To feed on the word is to feed on strength. The word that is preached like this. The word that you listen to from the tapes and the CDs. The word you read. The word you study. The word you meditate on. Supplies you strength. Audacity. Lionity. Kakarakarity. It's just the kakaraka. Fourthly, the word eliminates the activities of darkness. When the word steps into you, every activity of darkness, including ailments and sickness and weakness, are deleted. Because the word is light. And the light shineth in darkness. John chapter 1 verse 5, but verse 5 in particular. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to someone here today, every trace of infirmity, every trace of affliction, every trace of disease in your body is cleaned out right now by the power of the word. The word you are hearing now is releasing you strength. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. How many of you have ever come to church before you felt very weak before you came? And by the time you are leaving, you felt like you can conquer every devil. You felt strength and audacious. I prophesy the same spiritual strength and stamina upon you. Every devil that challenged you before you came, as you leave here, go and collapse them. In Jesus' precious name. That was living in the word. Number six. Is living with vision on purpose. You want to live in health? You must live with vision and live on purpose. In 1 John chapter 3 and in verse 8, the Bible said concerning Jesus, look at his vision. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, he had a purpose. Listen to this. People of purpose fulfill their destiny. There is a connection between purpose, possessing purpose, and fulfilling destiny. Purpose is what you are designed to achieve with life. Destiny is becoming who you are meant to become, becoming everything you are meant to become. That is, becoming who you are meant to become without being cut short by death. People of purpose fulfill destiny. They become who they are meant to become. The devil, notwithstanding. In the first example, we saw Joseph, a man of vision with purpose, and how he fulfilled his life assignment. We also saw Daniel. In this service, we shall see the man called Abraham. He was a man of vision, lived on a purpose. In Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 15, God spoke to Abraham, speaking to him to lift up his eyes and to see the land, all the land of Israel. Abraham saw it by vision. And because he was a man of vision, if you remember, every time God wanted to do something in the life of Abraham, he will give him a picture. He said, come out, look at the stars. They say you don't have children now, but look at all the stars. If you can count them, that is how your children will be. Look at the sands of the seashore. He always gave Abraham a vision. And so Abraham lived with a purpose. In Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1, he put a purpose in front of Abraham. Get from your father's land and go to a land I will show you. And because Abraham always lived for something, he couldn't be cut short before his time. Before Abraham could die, he was 175 years old. Genesis 25, verse 7 and in verse 8. He was 175 years old. I announce to someone here, you shall fulfill your purpose. You shall fulfill destiny. You shall fulfill your life assignment. If you are going to say amen, say louder amen. If you are going to say amen, say louder amen. Another example of a man of vision and purpose was Job. Job had a vision of a change that was coming. In Job chapter 14 verse 14, despite the things he was passing through, Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? Answer, no. Then all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Job knew that change was coming. And Job was not going to die until that change comes. And the change came. Somebody say amen. In Job chapter 42, verse 10, God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. And in verse 16, we saw how Job lived. And the Bible said, after this lived Job 140 years old. And he saw his sons and his sons' sons. Even four generations. Somebody shout the loudest amen. You shall see your generations. If Jesus tarries to come, you shall see your generations. Say a louder amen. What is the impact of vision and purpose on health? In the first service I said, first, that vision or purpose activates the forces of life. It activates the forces of life. Antagonizes the forces of death. When a man has vision, he has purpose. The forces of life inside him are activated. Whatever makes life to be lived, they are activated. And the forces of death are eliminated. We said that in the first service. We also said that vision and purpose is a department of faith. Because seeing, believing what has not yet happened, seeing it ahead, and believing that it will happen, that is faith. And the just lives by faith. Somebody say a loud amen. It's a department of faith. And faith is key to life. I will add two more for this service. And that is that vision or purpose facilitate renewal and transformation in the system. It facilitates renewal and transformation in the system. It facilitates renewal. It facilitates transformation in the system. That was what happened to the animals of Laban. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 37, and in verse 39, when Jacob put vision in front of these animals, he put something in front of them. Their genetic system was transformed to produce according to what they were seeing. It produces transformation in the system. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. It renews your system. It rejuvenates your system. I told you the story of Dottie Austin, wife of John Austin, mother of Joel Austin. In the year of 1983, she was diagnosed with metastatic adenocarcinoma of the liver, given 6 weeks to live in 1983. This is 2023. That's exactly 40 years ago. Must have been aged 50 at that time. They had prayed for her. Giants of the faith had prayed. Symptoms remained. Then he began to engage the force of vision. Placed her wedding pictures on the fridge, on the door, everywhere. And he looked at that picture and said, this is me. The person lying with cachexia here, dried up here, dying here, that is not me. This is me. This is who I will be. And that is what and who I will become. 6 weeks of 1983 has not happened. The vision transformed the system. It renewed the system. It rejuvenated the system. It recalibrated the system. Killed the cancer. And today, she is still alive. Even outlived her husband, John Austin, age 90. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I told you the story of how I told someone who was passing through a terminal life and death situation. And the way people talk when they think they are about to go, began to talk like that. It was by his bedside. Recently, he gave me more detail of what happened. When he was talking like that, and I said to him, you have to leave. It is not easy for another person to take care of another person's children. You have to be awake and alive to take care of your children. He told me that when he was hearing that statement from my mouth, he was already in the clouds. He was somewhere in the cloud on his way. Then he heard that and he said, this is true. I have to be around. Take care of my children. That vision of taking care of children brought him back. He lives till today. He's here in the service as I'm talking. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I stood by the bedside of a woman. She had ischemic heart disease. I said that in the first service. Heart attack. The professor of cardiology said, people hardly survive heart attack in our part of the world. Major part of the heart was gone. Was on oxygen. I stood by her bedside again. My wife was with me in this one. And I said to her, see, so and so child of yours has not yet married. This other one has not yet married. This other one has not yet married. I think they were about four. They haven't married. You have to watch them marry. And you have to see their children. That vision was enough to blast off the hopelessness of the situation and impart the vision and decision to leave. She was out of oxygen under 24 hours. She's alive today. All those children have married and all those children have their children. But she's still alive to still continue.
What you visualize determines what you realize.
Your life is not at the mercy of chance. Your life is at the mercy of your vision.
Take your seat. You say, where there is no vision, the people perish. More people are dying for lack of vision than for this powerfulness of the devil. Is God speaking to somebody here? I said some things in the first service with authority.
Don't think sickness. Think progress. Don't think death. Think life. Don't think death. Think life. Don't think sickness. Think future. Think progress. Irrespective of what they say is in your system. Somebody lift your right and say, I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall be everything God wants me to be. I cannot die before my time. I must fulfill my days.
If you have 50 years to live, what will you do with it? Don't wait for the 50 years to happen. Think it now. Organize it now. Schedule it now. Calculate it now. In my life, I place things ahead of myself before milestone age. Age 30, age 40, age 50, age 60. Am I communicating? There are things you place in front of you.
Papa Yedebo told me when he was celebrating 50 years then, he said, I was looking at that age for a long time. And there were things that must come to pass before that age arrives. And when the age arrived, no regrets. Then another milestone. Then another milestone.
There are people who are waiting for things to happen. Don't wait for things to happen for you. Happen to things. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
This is the life of vision. The life of vision has been the secret of men in scripture. It is also the secret of men in our days.
The secret of fulfilling your days. Leg was paining Archbishop in Hausa. But he needs to preach. I have a choice. To observe this painful leg or to go and preach. Leg, I am about to preach. It's time to preach. When you are ready, join me there. Lion. And the leg had no option but to comply. Whatever you focus on, you magnify. Focus on your pain, it multiplies. Focus on your vision, it multiplies.
I told you the story before. When I married newly, I had an invitation. No child yet. Me and my wife. And I had a shoe that I liked so much. Only challenge was that the shoe was not my size. But I was forcing my leg to wear it. You know, when shoe is not your size, whether it is too small or too big, it affects your walking step. If it is too big, that's how it was. And if it is too small, this was how this one was on this particular day. I thought that the shoe will understand and just relax a bit because I have a preaching. But the shoe refused. But I know it will be more challenging to pull the shoe while preaching. Nobody will understand. They may be looking for the psychiatry life for that woman the other time. So I managed the shoe and went to the stage. I carried the microphone. Praise the Lord. But I had two choices. Either to face the pain of the shoe or to face the pain of the people and face it out. So I decided to face the people.
Somebody lift up your hands. By the time my mind was focused and I wanted to help somebody by all means, I didn't know where the pain went. Shoe became normal. I preached for, in those days we can preach for 1.5 hours and 2 hours. Just non-stop. I preached continuously. People were saved. People were healed. Power moved. People fell. All manner of things happened. By the time I finished preaching, then the shoe reminded me that he's still there. He said, I have not forgotten. It's not that your leg became smaller. No. It's because you became focused until your focus swallowed up your distraction. Hey! Hey! I see somebody's vision about to swallow up your affliction, swallow up your pain, swallow up your distraction, swallow up your challenge. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a loud shout of praise as you take your seat. Finally, what is the effect of vision on health? The fourth here is that vision or purpose command answers from God. Vision commands answers from God. The same way prayer does. When you are focused on what you want to do for God or with your life, God empowers you in such a way that everything that stands in the way is cleared. Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God answers your asking and he answers your thinking. Don't forget. He answers your asking and answers your thinking. That is what we call vision. That is what we call purpose. What occupies your heart can command answers from God. What occupies your mind can command the attention of heaven. This man wants to build 100 churches in his lifetime. And he has only built 10. And the devil wants to kill him. I better kill that devil. This man wants to give up to $1 billion for the gospel. To persecute the devil worldwide. And he has only given 1 million. And the devil wants to kill him. That devil is the one that is dead. There is no witch from any village that can bury the destiny of a man who is on course with heaven. Quote me any day. They have not born that witch. If witch kill person, some of us would have gone longest time. If they fit. Occultic people, witchcraft people, ritualist people, all manner of those whose activities are in danger by the mantle. Who have been victims of people being snatched out of their jaw. They are angry that they are walking. Somebody is unwalking it. They are trying to tie people. Somebody is untying them. They are trying to bind people. Somebody is unbinding them. Is it not that person the person that they should go after? And three after them. But many of them came and they didn't report back to who sent them. They couldn't report back there. Devils that lost their wings. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I want to announce to somebody here, be on course with God. It doesn't matter how others died in your family. You cannot die like that. It doesn't matter what happened to people you know. It can never be your portion. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, I have so much to do with my life for the kingdom, for God. I have so much to do with my life. I am not going anywhere. I can't afford sickness. I can't afford premature death. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat.
Ola, ola.
Finally, number three. Live in action. Live in action. You want to live in health? Avoid laziness. Avoid idleness. Live in action. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18 we read in the first service. He said, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. In Proverbs chapter 24 verse 30 to 31, 24, 30 to 31, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man that was void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns. Idle man, lazy man, his destiny was grown over with thorns. Field grown over. Leave it there. And nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down. Everything dilapidates where dynamism is lost. Everything degenerates in the absence of dynamism. Idleness is a magnet of sickness. Idleness is a magnet of weakness. Idleness is a magnet of illness. When you lie down too much, back must pain you. Somebody say loud amen. I said to them in the first service, parked vehicles automatically develops fault. Parked for a long time, tires are flat, engine is finding it hard to start because battery is flat. Some electrical systems are down. House that is uninhabited is filled with cockroaches and reptiles and even begins to crack in some places. I don't know the mystery. You think it's when people are living in it that it should be breaking down. But when people are not there, it is breaking down. I said in the first service, one aviator told me, he said it's even worse with an aircraft. Brand new aircraft they bought for 3 months. Was parked for 3 months or more without use. When they returned back, it needed almost 6 months for it to return back to normal. Every various things inside needed to be touched because it was not manufactured to be on the ground. It was crafted to be in the air. There's something they call When a ground is left uncultivated, when you come, minerals in it are almost gone. The Bible says, break forth your fallow ground. That ground that you left abandoned, you need effort to bring back productivity. Apart from grass that will be growing on it, and thorns and thistles, it is lacking in life because the growth of the things on it rejuvenates it. The falling off leaves and all of that, they bring life to it. Am I communicating? Anything that is not working will not be worthy. Worth is a function of work. If it's not working, after a while it won't be worth it.
There is something the doctors call disuse atrophy. The only way I can explain it is dryness of lack of use. Huh? If one hand has the nerve that is going to that hand paralyzed, that is the nerve that is meant to go to the to make this hand to move and to walk like this, that nerve, for one reason or the other, got paralyzed. And this hand, when this one moves, this does not move. Because the nerve, like the electric cable that is to move it, is cut. Do you understand what I'm saying? The two hands will be the same size for a while. After a while, this one begins to dry up. It just begins to reduce in muscle, reduce in bulk, reduce in everything. Until after a while, when you see the two hands, you'll be wondering whether there is the two hands of the same person. It dried up because of the disuse atrophy, the degeneration, the dryness, drying up from lack of use. Am I communicating? If most soldiers will observe themselves, most of them, the dominant hand they use, like the right hand, to salute, to iron, to do a man of things, is slightly bigger in bulk than the left. Slightly. Even if it's only slightly. Am I communicating? So this is the point of the matter. Don't abandon your life. Don't let any devil tell you you are jobless. Don't let anything confine you into idleness or laziness. Stand up and step up into activity. If you can't find work, give yourself work. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. We are aware that some people, retirement from civil service or retirement from whatever, some actually convince us, oh, I've been working all these years. I've been working all these years. Let me relax small. And by the time some people relax small after 1 year of staying at home, it's as if they added 10 years to their age. I'm sure you've seen what I'm talking about before. Somebody that was waking up every morning by 7 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. to go aggressively to work is now struggling to wake by 8 a.m. after 1 year. It's like they added 10 years to his life. He's aged. He's moving sluggishly. Life was not designed to be so. Moses started work at the age of 80. At the age of what? That was when God recruited him to lead the children of Israel for another 40 years of active service until he died at the age of 120. That 80 years is the time when people are planning to die. That was when God recruited him. Abraham was 75 years old when God put him on a journey. Gave birth to his child at the age of 190. Wait a minute. At the age of 100. Sarah was 90. That was his first child. Then he added 75 more years. Caleb was 85 years old when he took possession of his land of Hebron and drove out the giants. One man. He drove out. 85-year-old man engaged giants and drove them out by himself. How old are you that you are moving about with so much weakness, so much laziness and tiredness? Look at your neighbor. Say, wake up! That is what soldiers tell their junior ones when they are behaving too, how do they call it? Is it too slack or how, there's a word? There is a word. Is it slackness? Too lousy. When they are behaving too lousy. He said, my friend, wake up. He said, permission to wake up, sir. Hey! Now look at somebody else. I said, wake up. When you wake up in the morning and you don't have any office to go, knock your suit. Wear your tie. Polish your shoe. And in case you don't have shoe polish, what is anointing oil waiting for? That is even the best thing to use to polish your shoe. Let's see the devil that will oppose your steps. From one level to another, one place to another, one place to another. And if you have no job at all, evangelize. Go on assignment. By the time you preach brutally for 1 week, leading souls to Christ by force, by fire, it is devil that will find you work. He said, the rate at which this boy is attacking my kingdom, let's give him work so we can rest. Come. Who is he? You came with him? He's pointing to his ear. It's your father, he can't hear. Thank you, Lord. Eye is bad, ear can hear. Lift your hands. Not hearing me. Open! 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 Say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you just... Hey! Hey! Are you just standing and looking like that? Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. I was passing, he was distracting me with his hand. The children, come. Come, come and tell us. Stand up on your feet. For how long you cannot hear?
14 years now.
Over 14 years.
Retired from.
After he retired.
Yes, sir.
He retired in 2014.
Yes, sir.
And I was just talking of retirement. Ola, ola. Where are you from?
I'm from Kogi State.
From. Kogi State.
Ida
Kogi State.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow.
He arrived here Friday.
He came here on Friday.
For the vigil.
For the vigil.
Yes, yes.
And now it is done. Yes, Father, thank you because the eye is also added. Like you healed that woman in the first service. Deafness and blindness. Power! Power! Fire! Command the eye to open in Jesus' name. This papa will come for us to dance just now. This is practical. That ear was tone deaf. That ear was tone deaf. What? Just let him sit on that side, the front row. He was tone deaf. Electricity entered just now. I announce to you today, everything the devil has closed in your life, every door the devil has closed in your life, is open now. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. Give the Lord a praise and he'll take your seat. Ola. From the first service to this service, miracles are overflowing. We saw the example of someone who was in action in the first service. That was Abraham. Our second example will be David. David was always a man of action and energy. When Samuel came to anoint somebody in his father's house, all the other children were lazing about at home. David was the only one who was in action in the bush. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11. That is the young one who is in the bush. And while he was doing that, he was constantly confronting lions and bears. He didn't use that as an excuse to quit the job. He was collapsing and deleting and eliminating lions and bears. According to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and in verse 34 to verse 37. When he went to the battlefield and saw Goliath, he didn't dodge. He confronted Goliath and collapsed him. That was the kind of man he was. No wonder he lived in health and died in strength. David. Quickly, how does action affect divine health? First thing I said in the first service is activity unlocks vitality. Activity unlocks vitality. And inactivity facilitates infirmity. If you are active, your body system is vital. Organs are working. And if you are inactive, you are inviting infirmity. Second, God identifies and companies with the active. The active. You want to find where God is. Show me someone who is on duty, on assignment, at work, especially for God. Look at David, we saw in 1 Samuel 16:11. That wasn't even work for God yet. That was energy, activity, industry. But God located him in the bush. Mark 16 verse 20. The disciples went and the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and with wonders following. John chapter 5 verse 17. Jesus said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I walk. I am in the company of my Father because we are workers. My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk." When you are active, especially for the kingdom, for God, you command his company. And the company of God is the company of life, is the company of strength, is the company of energy. And I don't want you to forget. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. The Lord shall command the blessing on all that you set your hand to do. God blesses the hard worker. He blesses the hard worker. The blessing of supernatural supply. The blessing of peace. The blessing of health. He blesses the diligent worker. And I see that blessing coming upon somebody here today. Are you the one who will say louder, amen? Are you the one you shout the loudest amen? Amen. If you're the one, you jump up on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's appreciate God for the word we heard. I'm aware that somebody is blessed, truly and very, very blessed with the word today. Lift your hands and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Adore him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rofeka. Thank you, Mekadesh. In the name of Jesus. We prayed three prayers in the first service. Do you have them on the screen? Now lift your hands and say, Father, I come before you today to receive fresh grace, appetite, yearning and hunger for your word. Oh Lord, I receive fresh grace, fresh appetite, fresh yearning and fresh hunger for your word today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Again, say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace to live for purpose. Deliver me from aimless existence. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace to live on purpose. Deliver me from aimless existence. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Finally, say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to live in the arena of action. Deliver me from idleness and laziness of life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I receive the grace to live in the arena of action. Deliver me from idleness and laziness of life, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. How many of you believe that the power of God and the presence of God is here? Blasted open that stone deaf ear just in a flash. There is nothing he won't be able to do right now. The weather today seems very hot, but when you step out of the service any moment after we close, you get fresh air. And very, very soon, we believe that our air conditions will work at full capacity. You can see that the acoustic work is in progress. The purpose of that work is to assist both the sound, assist the heat and the cooling. And then there's a top thing. By the time it's fully done, when it's raining, we won't be able to be too distracted by the impact and the sound of the rainfall. So, and beautification, of course, aesthetics. You will see the beauty of it when it is out. All right? So very, very soon, we will be totally delivered from this beautiful heat. And the Bible says unto you that fear his name shall the son of righteousness
arise on you with healing. May every affliction be burnt off by the heat in Jesus' name. And my greatest excitement is that I will be able to schedule 12 hours in his presence. In all of this thing, that is my excitement. Hey, no, but I will pass the 12 hours, of course, you know. 2 hours, Jara, at least. If we did 7 hours and 1 hour was Jara, 12 hours must have more Jaras. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so the God who opened the ear of this man will open your doors. I want you to give Jesus 7 minutes of brutal praise. Our praise is part of our healing, is part of our wholeness. Look at somebody by your side, say, I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate. Are you ready? Let's go. Go ahead. Just 1 moment. 1 moment. While this celebration is on, those who just keep the timing on, keep the timing on so you don't start off from the scratch. While this celebration is on, those who have a testimony pending should go ahead. Keep the timing on, keep it running. Those who have a testimony that they have not shared, go ahead and share the testimony, and then we'll give you the chance to say briefly before we dedicate 111 children or children from 111 families. Don't worry. Your dedications will be among shortly. Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
lift up your hands. Please don't let me go. The way I came today, touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, please don't let me go. The way I came today, touch me with your hands. Lift your hands everywhere you are. I don't know how you came here today, but you are not permitted to go back the same way. Lift your hands high. A long-awaited expectation is being released right now. Lord, when will it be? When will you change my story? When will you help me? When will you deliver me? Now is the time. Somebody is trusting God for fresh fire. Now is the time. The release of giftings. Now is the time. The release of tied down resources. Now is the time. Somebody's right eye is being healed right now by the power of God. Lower back. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you scream, I receive. And you place a hand on yourself. Lift the hands up. And you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy, Lion of Judah. The one who created heaven and earth. Oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lion of Judah. You are the one who created everything. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice, and you place your hand on your head. Father, let your fire fall. Let your power fall. Let that deliverance happen. Let that ancestral curse be broken. Let the release happen. Let the liberation happen. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Receive. Receive your visitation. Your hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship, give him the supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. I'd like you to check yourself. Something happened to you just now. You got healed, got delivered of something, got liberated. Quickly rush to the front here and let's find out. You had an encounter. Let's know. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat. While they come forward, let's begin with the testimonies here. Those coming out, please step forward here. Usher, director. Yes.
Yes, sir. This is our brother, architect Aluka. He's a worker. He's a member of the communion department. He said in area one church, he felt the need to renovate the communion office. And after that, God's handmaiden prayed for him, anointed him, and told him that he was going to experience a shift in his career. And he has returned today, true to time, to testify of what God has done through that prayer. Today, he is dedicating two estates in this service.
Two estates.
In highbrow areas of the FCT.
To renovate the communion office in area one. He is here to dedicate two estates. In highbrow area where?
Katampe
extension.
He also, in his village, the local church in the village was begging for attention.
We're not talking of house dedication. Estate dedication. This is a different one. Number two. This is a third one. This is another one.
The local church in the village was looking very tired, marasmic, needed help. And he went and transformed that church and gave them this edifice.
The local church in the village.
In the village, sir.
Look at the local church, how it was before. Before. Show how it is now.
And he's also dedicating his son today.
His child today. Give the Lord a praise. These are the kind of things that God will be doing in this season. Beloved, get set. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign. Congratulations. I'm sure they have the pictures to beam back on the screen. Alright, so you can capture this picture so that they can also join the pictures of the dedications on the screen. Right. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. I'd like you to work with my secretary. I might be able to step on the ground and anoint the place. At least one of them. As a point of contact to many, many more. Give the Lord a praise. You know, I told you before, if you have sheep to dedicate, let me know. Airbus at the airport, I'll follow you. Let's oppress the devil. Estate is something to step on physically. I've been to a couple of estates in this church, owned by our people. Yes, this is not the first one. I've been to a couple of them. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. So in case you have anything like that, let me know. Maybe you suddenly began a car assembling plant, manufacturing plant, and you have manufactured the first 1,000, something like that. Just let's know. But once it starts, let me know. We'll step on the ground. Anything that has the capacity to punish the devil. Hey! Go ahead. What has happened? Baby. My big baby, you now must be the happiest person in this world. She wants me to pray for her parents for another child. And here is the child. Now go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I'm here to appreciate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who have shown me mercy. I've returned back to give him all the glory. We got wedded 2011. 2012, God blessed us with Winifred. And after then, all attempts to take in prove abortive. We are privileged to be connected to this great mountain and God's servant. We had the privilege. After she clocked 10 years, I asked my husband that I started sinking into depression. I was no longer myself. But I just have to put myself together because I'm facing crowd in church.
That's
and
right.
I asked my husband, please send text to our father. And my husband sent a very long text. Almost immediately, daddy replied. He said, the God that brought the first one will bring others. And today, to the shame of the devil, evidence that...
And then you came physically all the way from Kaduna. Was pastoring Mondo Church. Kaduna, and came all the way. But my baby has a hand in it.
And I was also privileged. During the 25th year anniversary, I had an encounter that I should drop a seed in mommy's hand, which I did. I was wearing a gown with a zip in front. She drew it up and down and prayed for me. After then, not too long, after that, the reply, the God that brought the first will bring the others, I conceived. I told myself I was not going to carry out home pregnancy test. I said, when the pregnancy finally come, when it start growing, I'll see, because I was tired of the negative result. But that day, my husband insisted I go to the hospital. On the 28th of December, I went to a government facility. The devil was still showing his face. They say negative. I told the man, no, this is not my result. I paid, I walked out. I went to another facility. I told them I needed the EDTA bottle to use my serum, not urine. After then, it was positive. And today, God, I have come to return the glory to the King of Kings, to return the glory to one of the others that my father has prophesied. Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a praise. Every demonic embargo placed on your life and on your family is lifted today. Every devil that says should not bring forth, that devil is arrested. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' name. Congratulations and congratulations, and go and bring forth the followers. Are blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have the privilege of connection with you, and you, and we will not take it for granted. You're welcome. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise.
Sir, our sister Eunice Amadi said, okay.
Tell us.
She said sometime last year, she lost an 8-month pregnancy. And she was so devastated. She came in for the nation's worship February this year. And while in that service, she heard a woman that had the same kind of story and was testifying how God visited her with a set of twins. And she trusted that, I want this order of testimony. That same month in February this year, she conceived. 9 months exactly, just last week, she brought forth a set of twins. And she has come to give God all the
double
praise.
For trouble. Double for trouble. Everyone here who is passing through any season of trouble, receive double for your trouble. And I declare the reproduction and the replication of these testimonies.
Just 1 week and 5 days. Not 2 weeks yet. You came to testify. Are you here for dedication today? Okay, you are traveling back to your place. All right. Just very, very tender children. You are blessed. Congratulations. We are happy for you. How many you have before? None before. And two at once. Congratulations. Double for your trouble. Father, thank you for this victory. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Any celebrations?
Mr. and Mrs. Kingsley, and they came into Nigeria just about 2 weeks ago, believing God for the sale of a particular...
No, she said no. When? 1 month. Oh, they came to Nigeria 1 month ago, but they came to this church 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, sir. So, and they've been believing God to sell a particular property for about 8 years. And when they came to this place...
Property in Nigeria, where?
In Nigeria. So, the oil blessed from this commission, they took it all the way to Lagos and anointed that property. He said, right on the spot, while they were anointing the property, the buyer came and...
And paid.
And paid instantly. Unction, instant.
She's so happy. For 8 years, it was stagnated. While they were, that's the kind of unction I like.
Yes, sir.
Instant unction. Action unction.
Yeah.
Happen by fire, by fire. Ola. Somebody here, before the day expires, God will give you a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. A testimony. A testimony. A testimony. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, sir. Sister Peculia. She says she stepped into this church for the first time on Friday. And she has been incarcerated for 22 years. That led to the husband booting her out because she's of the other religion.
Incarcerated in what?
Sickness, afflicted for 20
years. So when you say incarceration, it might be like physical imprisonment,
okay,
or anything. So let it be qualified.
By affliction, sir.
Affliction is, yes, tied down and
cannot breathe
for 22 years.
Cannot walk. She said at every point in time they had to carry her from one place to the other. And she was carried to this place during the worship and wonders night. When that small baby was being healed in the first service, he said, life entered into her.
You saw yourself jumping and weeping at the same time. Challenge of 22 years.
Go on. 22 years.
Yes.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Whatever tied your life all these years, the yoke is broken. Yes.
Please.
Because of time, we'll just take this
testimony.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Daddy, I give God glory for the life you have submitted to the service of the Lord. I cannot thank God enough for what He has been doing in my life. I come from the background where nobody lives up to a certain age. Out of 9 of my father and my mother, only 3 of us are left. Every 2 years, gone. At the point of celebration, sorrow will come. But because I am connected to this unction, the Lord has used your mantle to preserve my life. And I want to say I am grateful that 10 years ago, I decided to be planted in this ministry. On the 29th of October, 10 years ago, that's 2013. The Lord planted me in this ministry. And I was just a worshiper and was being blessed. But in the dream of the night, when I traveled to Asaba, because God opened a door through this ministry, I asked God, oh Lord, whatever you use my father and the Lord to do in the land of Asaba, let that woman that you healed of madness after 12 years visit me. And in the dream of the night, I saw myself coming from the grace gate, walking, and I was holding a mop and a mop bucket. I was mopping from the grace gate to the glory gate, where they take testimonies. And I was mopping. I saw my daddy in the Lord. You were wearing a red Ankara Igbo wrapper, and you were holding a microphone and singing. And that was how the Lord led me to be in the sanctuary unit. To the glory of God, I needed spiritual power, and He sent me to power units. Praise the Lord. And God has helped me. I am triumphant because I belong to the triumphant home cell. Hallelujah. To the glory of God, I am 60 years today.
That is,
60 years today.
People,
hallelujah.
People did not near this age.
Yes, Lord.
They will be killed and cut short. Before this age. But at this age already, she had been registrar of University of Abuja for 2 tenures.
at this age already. Only God, and also I'm finished our 10 years and he's doing something else right now. Only God could have done this. I prophesy to you today, what affected others in your family will not affect you. What kill others in your family will not kill you. What cut them short cannot cut you short. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise if I have one or two more.
Brother Pius Joseph had an attack last night and woke up with tearing, painful, reddish right eye. He came into the service in that condition. As we shouted, I received. He said he came under power and saw God's servant standing right in front of him, carry out surgery on the right eye and remove some black substances. And by the time he recovered, the pain has gone, the tearing has stopped, and the reddish is getting clearer and clearer by every minute.
And it was mentioned that God was healing somebody's right eye, and that was an encounter. Congratulations, you are whole. In the name of Jesus.
Brother.
Yes, go ahead.
Brother Liberius from Southwest Mboya, Cameroon. He came here on Thursday because for the past 1 month, he had lost passion for study and praying to the extent that the church became affected. So while we shouted and received, he fell under power and saw that he was tied round. And all of a sudden, the rope got snapped. He stood up, and when he recovered,
everything that they used to tie you, I declare, is broken. Be free. In the name of Jesus.
Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth Gaskin was diagnosed with sinusitis 10 years ago. Even the surgery couldn't help matters. Became worse after surgery. She came to the service in that condition, expressing pain, blood vision. But as the word went forth, she fell into a trance and saw a dark being left her. And by the time she recovered, the pain had disappeared. She can see clearly. And she has come to say, Father, thank you.
Give the Lord a praise. Amen. What they were calling sinusitis and other things affecting her eyes, a dark being was involved. That one cannot be seen by anything. Lift up your hands. Where's your husband? Is he here? All right. I pray for both of you, and I declare that things that were not working before begin to work. Amen. Now! In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of celebration. We have such a lineup of testimonies, but we don't have enough time to take all of them right now. Within the week, I'm sure we'll be able to take them. Give the Lord a shout of celebration. And please dance your way back to your seat. Tell me something. Mighty, 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 mighty. Mighty, 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 mighty. We have, actually, I saw that it was 111 dedications. Out of the 111, 87 dedication of children from families. And then we have 16 dedication of cars and 8 dedication of houses. All 111. We'll come to that shortly. But the dedication time is not the right time to leave the church. Because what you don't celebrate, you cannot attract. The whole week is loaded with events and occasions. Tonight, we'll be at the commanding the day by 11:30 to 12:30. We're in Makodi that's commanding the day prayer session. By tonight, you'll get instructions pertaining to the commanding the day in the night and also the early will I seek you in the daytime. We have the Makodi crusade in the evening by 5 p.m. at IBB Square this evening. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Everybody in that area, just ensure you are there, and those who are here can connect online. The week's activity proceeds. Wednesday is a communion of escape, and preservation service is 1st of November.
1st November. We are starting November in the presence of God. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Invite your friends and loved ones. And then Saturday, we have the home church outreach in the morning. And Saturday evening, we are here for Saturday evening, the home church in various locations. And then, of course, commanding the day in the night. Some people thought it wasn't holding yesterday, but it was so much sacrifice, yet it held. And it was very, very explosive. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. As we proceed, if you are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, I am in need of surrender to Jesus. I've seen the miracles, I've seen the signs, I've seen the wonders, I've seen the power of God. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me and mean it and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front. You pray the prayer, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, quickly rush to the front. I'll give you the count of 20 to give you time to come. And don't be the last person to come, be the first. Carry your Bibles and your bags as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To rededicate your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You have done this before, but you say, I want to do it again. You have an addiction that must be broken. You have a lifestyle that must be broken. Smoking, drinking, womanizing. Ushers, one-sided arrangement is not correct for me. Central, okay? I am smoking. I am drinking. I am womanizing. I have a lifestyle that is not correct. And I need to hand over my life to Jesus now. Stand up on your feet and rush to the front. 1. I've got my mind made up. 2. 3. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.